All right, it's 11 o'clock. We are going to reconvene. All right. Assistant DA Loomis, do you want me to reread the agenda item?
No, that's not necessary. What we're here for is to just hear if there are any objections or concerns about the proposed lease with the DBPH from electors, but basically anybody in the public.
All right. Is there any opposition or public comment regarding item number 14? County Manager Osborne.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The contract is pretty much good and done. We are still working with the applicant, the State of Nevada Health District, on janitorial services. If we were just to amend the existing contract under Section 4.2, under subsection S, to say that the janitorial services provided by the state, in whatever fashion they do that, would clean the restrooms once a week in office space as appropriate, we believe that that would be sufficient. And then we can finalize that language with the state and get it signed by both sides.
All right, thank you for that. Looking for any more public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. I guess we can move on to item number 15.
Yes.
All right. This is for discussion and possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the lease with the State of Nevada Department of Administration, Division of Public Works on behalf of the Department of Health and Human Services, Division of Public and Behavioral Health, Environmental Health, Section DPBH, to lease approximately 120 square feet of office space and associated parking spots at the county complex located at 1705 Peru Drive and the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Associated with the proposed lease is an access and confidentiality agreement by which the county, its officers, and employees agree to keep confidential any confidential information they may come across, which is held by the Environmental Health Section. Is there any public comment regarding today, item number 15? County Manager Osborne.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And because we're actually on the lease, I'm going to just repeat what I said before for the agenda purpose, that we would ask to amend item or allow for the amendment of item 4.2B in the existing contract that would provide janitorial services by the state in however fashion they may want to do that for the restroom out at Station 75 one time a week and office space that they're renting as appropriate. That would allow the parties then to come up with that final language. As long as it conforms to that, then both sides could sign.
All right. Thank you for that. One more time, is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions?
No, thank you.
All right. Would you entertain a motion?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just catching up on that.
No problem.
Commissioner Mitchell moved to approve the proposed lease with DPBH and authorize the chairman to sign and deliver it to DPBH and also approve the access and confidentiality agreement and authorize the county manager to sign. Further, to amend the lease, section 4.2B of the lease, to allow the state to provide janitorial activities as they see fit and to make those changes to the lease.
All right, there's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Austin.
Is that all right?
Okay. Yeah. Moving right along to item number 16. This is to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District. Bringing us to item number 17. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible action to approve the Story County Fire Protection District annual operating plan with Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District. Chief Longcar.
Commissioners, Jeremy Longcar for the record. So as described in his title, it's the annual operating plan. This is something that we revisit with our neighboring agencies every year. It does set our billing rates. Where this is really important is it's past 24 hours. So I know we get to see those billing rates and you'll see them again in the next agenda item. But this is past 24 hours. So with all our friends and neighbors, we have these agreements. We revisit them every year and update our rates. But what it is I can send crews down to anyone around us and they get them free of charge for 24 hours. Post 24 hours, then it does go off that billing scale. With Truckee Meadows, we will have another document following pretty soon that addresses automatic and mutual aid that is not contained within this. This is just our annual operating plan. And I'll take any questions if you have any.
All right. Let's see if there's any public comment. Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions for the chief?
Chief, and just to confirm, that works both ways, correct? So the agreement with the surrounding is for them to provide mutual aid under the same
absolutely
for those first 24 hours. Thank you.
All right. I don't have any questions. So with that said, do you entertain a motion?
Yeah. I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the annual operating plan between Story County Fire Protection District and Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District and authorize the fire chief to sign it.
All right. There's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving right along to item number 18. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible action to approve resolution number 21-628, establishing and implementing a program to charge mitigation rates for the deployment of emergency and non-emergency services by the Story County Fire Protection District for services provided and or rendered. Chief Loncar.
All right, commissioners, again, Jeremy Loncar for the record. So this is just to refresh a resolution that's already been put in place in 2014. In 2014, we started doing this, and I wanna make this real clear because I understand Mr. Toll's concerns. So I wanna be very transparent in this, is that this is for insurance companies. Insurance companies do provide monetary, reimbursement for emergency services that our citizens shouldn't encounter those financial costs of, say, a tanker truck rolling over and dumping diesel fuel everywhere. If we respond to that and we mitigate that, we're able to bill the insurance company or, in some cases, large employers. Chemical companies, if they have a bad accident, that could be quite the financial burden on the fire protection district. So this is not billing our people at all. This is actually helping supplement our budget by dealing with problems created by large corporations, vehicle accidents, and so forth. So this is a common practice that all of our neighboring agencies also participate in. A lot of us use the same companies to do this. There is a list within there of what we can bill for. Now, none of our residents will ever get a bill for it. There is a provision in there for something if it is extremely egregious. If you go out and you light somebody's house on fire and have an illegal fire, it does provide a window for us. But that's the only time in which this should ever be used and has ever been used. Again, this has been going on since 2014. We're just refreshing the rates. The rates in my research were established about 10 years ago. In 2014, we utilized those rates still, and we were the lowest agency within the Northwestern region. So this was just a matter of refreshing this document and continue to move with our current practices. And and Mr. Toll can always reach out to me as well. This is not about billing our people. It's actually about helping our people by recovering some of these costs and putting it back in the account.
I'll take
any questions.
All right. Are there any questions for the chief from the public? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, do you have any questions?
I don't. I had some concerns about trying to understand exactly what this was doing. We had a nice conversation yesterday, and I don't have any further questions.
All right, nor do I. So with that said, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 21-628, establishing and implementing a program to charge mitigation rates for the deployment of emergency and non-emergency services by the Story County Fire Protection District for the services provided and or rendered.
All right, there's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief. Moving on to item number 19, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution 21-626, a resolution setting salary of appointed and non-represented employees of the Story County Fire Protection District whose salaries are fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 474.470 for the 2021-2022 fiscal year. Who's taking this? You?
I can go ahead and address that. Again, Jeremy Longcar for the record.
Yeah.
So this is just refreshing the positions in which we recognize under the Fire Protection District. Doesn't mean necessarily we're filling these right now. They are recognized positions with the appropriate grade applied to them. There are some additional positions listed on there that I'm glad to answer any questions if you have. But more than anything, it's just setting some groundwork for growth mm-hmm. and development within the district.
All right. Is there any public comment on item number 19? Not seeing any. Vice Chair, do you have any questions for the Chief?
No, I don't have any questions.
All right, nor do I. Would you entertain a motion then?
Yeah. I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 21-626, a resolution setting salaries of appointed and non-represented employees of the Story County Fire District, Fire Protection District, whose salaries are fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 474.470 for the 2021-22 fiscal year.
All right, there's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again, Chief. Moving on to item number 20. This is recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us to item number 21. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible action on the business impact statement for the proposed cannabis establishment licensing ordinance. Cannabis use ordinances and uses may be considered only for the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center and nowhere else in Story County. County Manager Osborne, do you want to take this?
Mr. Chairman or Bob Morris would like to come up. He's been taking lead with Kathy Kenfield on this project.
All right, Mr. Morris, you got it.
Good morning, Board. Robert Morris for the record. We have a draft business impact statement for basically public consumption today. It's just to make sure that everybody understands that this is coming down the road. The initial meeting is not required, but I think it's good policy just to make sure that everybody understands that this is happening. There is a requirement of 15-day working notice before approving the meeting, so that's why there's a request to have it come back on August 3rd when the board can take official action on it. And an associated motion coming up next, which is the actual ordinance for the business license for cannabis. And so they need to sort of continue in concert. That has a requirement that the business impact statement be approved 10 days before you take action on the ordinance. And so the ordinance is... I believe set for August 20th or August 17th. So you would hear the second reading at that time. If there's any questions about this sort of choreography, I can help out. Otherwise, I would just ask that you continue this matter until August 3rd.
Okay. So let's see if there's any public comment on this. Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions for Bob?
No, I was just going to say, Mr. Morris, we probably should be careful when we use the term public consumption when we're talking about this subject. No, I'm good to go.
All right. So, Mr. Morris, am I understanding you correctly? We're going to make a motion to continue this?
Correct.
Okay.
So, if you'd like to use the recommended motion, I think it'd be okay.
Perfect.
Very good. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to continue consideration of the business impact statement for the proposed cannabis establishment licensing ordinance to the meeting of August 3rd, 2021.
There's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Bob. Moving right along to item number 22. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible action on first reading of bill number 129, ordinance 21-318, cannabis establishment licensing ordinance for potential cannabis uses at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Cannabis use ordinances and uses may be considered only for the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center and nowhere else in Story County. Bob, you have the floor.
Thank you. Again, Robert Morris for the record. What today is the first reading of the ordinance that would set up cannabis establishment licensing. The only real requirement today is that it be read by title into the record, and I'll do that if it's okay with the board.
It's okay by me.
Okay. This is an ordinance amending Story County Code to license cannabis use permitted by Nevada Revised Statutes by adding Chapter 5.10, Cannabis Establishment Licensing, and providing for other properly related matters. The actual hearing on the ordinance is going to be the second reading. Again, that's set for next month. But it is possible that there'll be some minor changes made to this ordinance before we come back. And we'll make sure that any changes are clearly delineated for anybody that wants to know.
All right. Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. One more time, is there any public comment? All right, not seeing any public comment. Vice Chair, you have anything?
No, no, I don't think so. I think, I'd certainly welcome public input. I think it's proper for us to take our time, at least the required time between now and the second hearing on this, and gather what input we can. I think that's the appropriate course of action. So.
All right. You ready for a motion then?
Yeah. My Commissioner Mitchell moved to adopt the first reading of Bill Number 129, Ordinance 21-318, Cannabis Establishment Licensing Ordinance, and schedule the second reading on the meeting, the commission meeting of August 17th, 2021.
All right, there's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Just want to say thank you, Bob and Kathy, for your work on this. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
All right, bringing us on to item number 23. This is discussion for possible action. Resolution number 21-625, a resolution setting grade and salary ranges of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointed Story County officials for the 21-22 fiscal year, and superseding prior year action by resolution for appointed Story County employees with adjustments to the Chief Deputy Sheriff, Planning Manager, and Senior Services Director positions. Toby.
Thank you. Toby Witten for the record. This resolution is also just an update for the current fiscal year for the salaries and the grades for the appointed and non-represented employees of Story County.
All right. Anything else?
Nope. I'm happy to answer any questions. There's a few small changes to three different positions, but that's about the only difference from last year.
All right. Let's see if there's any public comment regarding item number 23. Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions?
No, thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, well, I just, the senior services director, is that a dedicated county position, or is there some, I don't want to say ambiguity, but is, as I understand, the senior center has a nonprofit board. It's kind of a unique structure. And I just wanted to make sure that there's some clarity there as far as the role and authorities and answering. Is my understanding correct that it is a county position that is kind of in the normal chain of command, if you will?
That particular position is, yes, it is a county position.
Great, thank you.
All right, I don't have any questions for you, Toby, so if we're good, take care of the motion.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 21-625, a resolution setting salary and grade range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointed Story County officials for the 2021-2022 fiscal year and superseding prior year action by resolution for appointed Story County employees with adjustments to the Chief Deputy Sheriff, Planning Manager, and Senior Services Director positions.
All right, there's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Toby. Moving along to item number 24, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of business license second readings A through D. Is there any public comment regarding these business license second readings? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I'm good.
All right. Can you entertain a motion, please?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading of business licenses A through D as listed in the agenda.
All right. There's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Welcome to those businesses. It is official. All right. Item number 25. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval to sign the license agreement between Story County and Sierra Pacific Power Company, DBA NV Energy, allowing the use of a portion of Story County property in order to run a community resource center, CRC, in the event of a public safety outage management event. And we're going to have Laura Mather take this one. So go for it.
Good morning. For the record, Laura Mather, Community Relations Coordinator. As we learned a few weeks ago from the presentation by Nevada Energy, there is a possibility if we have severe weather conditions that they will be shutting off power to certain areas in Story County. What this agreement basically allows is for Nevada Energy to use the community space that is behind the fire station in the Highlands. And they would use that space and possibly some of the outdoor space for equipment for a resource center for the citizens in the areas that are affected. If they do a CRC, emergency management staff will be there as well with resources and any assistance that we can provide the citizens.
Okay. I actually have a couple questions which may strike up some public comment. Did they put out a time frame on how long this would possibly go for? Like, is it a couple year agreement?
That is a really good question, and I'm sure it is in here. I don't remember off the top of my head how long the agreement lasts. I think what it is that either party can cancel.
Under section 2, under term and termination, it says that the license can be revoked upon 30 days written notice to the licensee or for any reason under 60 days notice.
The reason I ask is there was work done by Par Electric to upgrade equipment 2 years ago. And so what I'd like to do is I'd like to reach out to NV Energy. Somebody reach out to NV Energy and find out how much work was done and find out how long these PSOM events, how long they expect these to go for. Is this something that's indefinite? Like these power outages could go for 10 years, 5 years.
So are you thinking on based on the equipment that has been upgraded, there's a possibility at some point that these will no longer be necessary?
Right.
Is that what you're thinking?
Did talk about that, if you don't mind, Mr. Chairman.
Right. No, please.
Austin Osborne for the record. At the last presentation, they had talked about, and it's in quite a bit of detail about Public Utilities Commission is reviewing all the work they're doing to their power poles, their power lines. They're grubbing and all of that. And they did show that at one point when the PUC determines that it's no longer like a tier two threat, I'm not quite using the right terminology, that at this point, these programs could come to an end, but they were anticipating it was quite some time where that would happen. It wasn't 1 or 2 years. It was 5, 6, 10, something like that, as they're doing this program across the state, the region.
Okay. My concern is that, you know, again, I mean, that's a long time, right? You know, I don't know, like I said, I mean, I'd like to look in further how much work needs to be done, because I know that we're going to be taking over some of the, you know, the work that, I don't know, this is probably not how their company name is spelled or pronounced, but Asplund is out there doing work right now. One of the things that I would like to talk to the chief about is that I believe they're actually not doing the work. So I've got two trucks on a weekly basis, not the fire department, but Asplund. You know, they're hanging out at the end of my street for a full 8-hour shift. They're not chipping. They're not cutting wood. I've alerted NV Energy to this. And my concern is that, you know, what's going to happen to us when we take over is that there was a certain amount of work that was supposed to be completed. Right. And what's going to happen to our fire guys is that when we take over, we're going to find out that this company actually didn't do any of the work that they were scoped out to do. And we're either going to need to pick up a ton of slack and you know, play catch up. Right. So.
Yeah, and that's correct. Jeremy Longcar for the record. So the way the program's set up is that anything that's within the lines or above the lines that private contractor is responsible for doing that. So fortunately, us as a fire district, we're not responsible for those sections. Mm-hmm. But we're trying to work more closely with them because some of the work that has been done out there, as you know, you've probably received calls. I've received calls about it, the quality. So we want to make sure that not only us as a district, that we're working underneath that and we're providing a good product. They need to ensure that those trees that are interfering with their lines or above the lines, they're also delivering a good product. So I like that type of feedback so I can work with them. But again, fortunately, that's not within our scope of work, but we have promised so much work, so many treated acres and miles and poles. We're in full compliance with where we're sitting, but they've got a lot of overhead work that private contractor will need to address.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to, because I did have some residents reach out and want to know how long these outages were slated for. You know, do they need to prepare for the long haul? You know, do they need to buy generators?
And I would say personally prepare for the long haul. Mm-hmm. We all know how it goes. Some big event happens and we get these kind of knee-jerk reactions over the cry of public safety. And that's kind of where this sat, and especially with legislation, it's going to take a while for it to go away. Mm-hmm. So personally, I would plan on having this PSOM events for quite some time. Mm-hmm. So even as stuff gets treated, new technology comes out, it does still take that public safety or the utilities commission to enact something new and stop that.
The other question I had is, I would assume that the work that was done by Par Electric has been taken into consideration for the Highlands.
And the work that Par Electric has done personally, I'm not sure about. I couldn't answer to that, Commissioner.
Okay. So I'll maybe reach out to NV Energy and get maybe a list of what has been done.
Yes.
My understanding, most of that work is, you know, tightening lines to make sure they're tight. I can't think of what whatever those things are called, the garbage cans up there that look like cans.
Transformers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I should know better, but, yeah. So anyway, I think maybe getting a list from NV Energy to see where the Highlands is at,
And I could have my fuels person because he is awesome. Now part of, they've unofficially kind of moved him in as a liaison to NV Energy and their fuels work. Mm-hmm. So he's only privy to the fuels work, but he does have the inside track to the people who know those.
That would be great.
Those answers. So I can follow up with him and have him get you that information.
I liken it to when we were in COVID, you know, we were, you know, we sort of got the blanket treatment. You know, even though we were Story County, we got, you know, the same treatment that Washoe did or Clark did, these big cities. And I'm afraid that, you know, maybe the Highlands is getting the same blanket treatment that some of these other places are getting unnecessarily. I mean, if we do need to be, you know, under that criteria, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But I just want to make sure that, you know, stuff's being taken into consideration.
Absolutely. And that's exactly how they did it, is they tiered it and we fall in that tier where they're doing so much work within those tiers.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Thank you. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have anything?
I guess I would just ask you, Chairman, if you feel like there's value in maybe holding off or getting a better feeling of the holistic picture of what's going on with NV Energy. Is there a feeling that, you know, withholding or delaying the issue of this license gives us some leverage or a need to make sure that it's being handled comprehensively before we go ahead and approve something like this?
I don't know that holding off is going to do us any good. Like I said, I just would want to look into some of those things to make sure.
Okay.
You know, I think holding off is probably going to do us more harm than good.
Yeah. I mean, because specifically, you know, I don't have any issues with this particular item and the question is just in the broader picture.
Sure.
Is there any reason to look at it? But I mean, you know, this seems to make sense that, you know, and I, we had a presentation here, but I think both of us were also at the presentation mm-hmm. in the Highlands, which is even a bit more lengthy and detailed. And, you know, the services that they would provide, I think would be valuable for the residents to have as far as cell phone access and charging and water availability and just kind of some basic things were we to experience one of these planned outages.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do, you know, looking at the term there, really having the ability to terminate if needs be, I think gives us the option if things are not going the way that we had anticipated, certainly to back out of it. It's not like we're committed for 10 years.
Right. No, that's definitely a good thing.
So,
and Commissioner Carmona, obviously this contract company just hanging out for 8 hours a day and not doing anything is a should be of great concern to everybody. So I don't know if something you'd like me to reach out to my Nevada Energy contacts.
I actually went straight to my contact, sent them video and photos. So they should be handling it. I just wanted to, you know, make note of it today.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's, you know, it's been over, you know, at least a couple weeks that, you know, they just have no idea, but my street was the hangout. You know, like I said, they were deadly silent. So that was the indicator that there was definitely no work going on. Cigarette butts, food wrappers. And so NV Energy was not real happy to hear, like, you know, we're supposed to be doing fire prevention and there's, you know, cigarette butts all over the ground, food, you know, and these guys aren't cheap. And I'm sure, you know, as I expressed, one, the Highlands is getting gypped. And two, NV Energy is getting gypped because you guys are paying them good money. You know, and they're obviously not doing the work they're supposed to be doing. So, you know, but anyway, thank you. So I'm good with my questions. I heard what I needed to hear. So if you want to entertain a motion, yeah. Vice Chairman.
My Commissioner Mitchell moved to approve the signing of a license agreement between Story County and Sierra Pacific Power Company, DBA NV Energy, allowing the use of a portion of Story County property in order to run a community resource center in the event of a public safety outage management event.
There's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Laura. I will CC you on that email, or I'll forward you over just so you got it, if you want.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, item number 26. This is a discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of entry into setup and monitoring agreement with the Delta Fire Systems to install and monitor a fire alarm system for the VNT Freight Depot for a setup fee of $345 and annual service fee of $1,080. The contract is for 12 months, subject to automatic renewals for 12 months until terminated. Is this Loomis?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Keith Loomis.
So, all right, Keith.
I want to point out a couple of things first. I'm hearing a lot of feedback.
No feedback on our side.
Okay. Attached to this agenda item are both of the contracts that are going to be considered under items 26 and 27. Now, the one we're addressing under item 26 is the entry into the setup and monitoring agreement. The the testing and inspection agreement is attached to this, but really it doesn't belong here. It belongs on the next one, and we have both of them on item number 27 also. But so I've advised County Manager Osborne that because these contracts were less than $5,000, that he was authorized by policy number 042 to go ahead and sign off on these agreements, and he has done that. And as a result, we do have monitoring and alarm systems in place in the V&T and also for the Justice Court. But I put them on the agenda for review by the board. It's not necessarily required, but it does say in policy number 042 that the policy does not prohibit the board from requesting certain agreements, contracts, and change orders be approved by a vote of the board or reviewed if already signed by the county manager. So that's kind of why I put them on there, because it's we haven't done a lot of this. This one is kind of important, and I wanted to have the board to have the opportunity to review it. But I provided for alternative motions in the agenda request forms. One is that you approve the agreement. Number two, that you ratify the approval of the agreement by the county manager. But there's really a third option, and that is that do nothing. You don't have to do anything with regard to these if County Manager Osborne acted within his authority, which is what I've advised him that he is entitled to do. Happy to take any questions.
All right. I don't have any questions. I mean, I think, you know, if he acted within his authority, I mean, I don't see us, you know, needing to micromanage over $1,000 contract. That's just my opinion. We'll go to public comment and then I'll go back to Vice Chairman Mitchell, see what he has to say. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Yeah, my only question is, Mr. Loomis, was there something about this particular contract or contract type that made it kind of jump out at you as something that might be worth reviewing?
Well, I got involved with the contracts because of the risk management and limitation of liability provisions that we're seeing more and more regularly that are fairly onerous on the county. So I addressed those issues with the Delta Fire Systems. We've made some amendments which did address those. And so we're kind of under time pressure because we didn't want the freight depot to burn down like the Dayton Depot. And so it was a little bit of a rush, but we made some changes. I'm good with them. And I've advised Austin that is within his authority and we can move forward.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the abundance of caution, but I don't feel a need to take action on this item if we feel like everything has been done properly.
I do.
Great. Thank you. All right. I guess that'll bring us to item number 27. Discussion and possible action. Consideration and possible approval of entry into contract with Delta Fire Systems. Inspection of the V&T Freight Depot for 3 years at a cost of $1,800 with additional per hour rates for service calls and or ratification of county manager's entry into said agreement. So this is basically the exact same thing?
Yes.
Okay. Same situation, three choices.
Same situation, yes.
Okay. Well, I'll go to public comment. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. You know where I stand, Vice Chair.
Yeah, and I'll just echo the same comments. While I certainly appreciate the abundance of caution, I feel like everything was done properly for both the monitoring agreement and the inspection agreement. So I don't feel the need for us to take action.
All right. Item number 28, discussion for possible action. Update, discussion, and provide direction to county staff and lobbyists regarding SCR 11, formerly known as BDR 1109 and 1148. Interim legislation, legislative committee to study innovation zone draft legislation and other properly related matters. County Manager Osborne, what do you have for us today?
For really at this point on this is nothing new. Everything is about the same. Our lobbyists are watching what's going on down in Carson City. I'm doing the same. Commissioner Mitchell's doing the same. No real action right now. We're anticipating probably somewhere around the end of July that something will be forming with this committee. But there's some conversations that have occurred, and I've reiterated, and it's not a joke, it's submitted an application, and submitted an application would initiate the process of reviewing a community.
All right. And that's all you got?
That is it.
Okay. Is there any public comment regarding item number 28? Remind folks they can use the raise your hand feature or star six to unmute yourself. Not see any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have anything to add?
Just that I've been heartened with the conversations that have happened. We continue to be actively engaged and look forward to whatever conversation may happen with this interim study committee, if and when it comes together. We'll be actively engaged in that as well as directly engaging with proponents of this idea. So,
all right. And there's really no motion we need to make then at this point, right? Keep everything status quo?
No, I'm comfortable with the direction that we've made in the past. We have our paid lobbyists and our staff on it. So
okay.
I think we're in good shape.
All right.
You're fine with keeping these a standing item for the remainder of the year until the interim study committee is over in December 31st.
Fair enough. Thank you, everybody, for your continued diligence on this. All right. Item number 29, discussion only. No action, no public comment. We're going to move on to committee and staff reports. I'm going to pull up my trusty list here. We're going to start off with the Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Antonoro, you have anything for us today?
Well, good morning, Mr. Chairman. Just a real quick update on the weekend's activities. Over the course of the holiday weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we handled 235 incidents in the county. But most everything was pretty low level. We only wound up making four arrests and a handful of citations. So for all the folks that were around, it was a relatively well-behaved crowd.
Thank you, Sheriff. Anything else?
That's all I've got, unless anyone has questions.
All right. Vice Chairman, you got anything?
Nope. Good to go. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sheriff. Moving right along to the fire department, Chief Longfire.
The only other update I wanted to comment on was also during this week, we had a severe thunderstorm come through. We were chasing very small fires throughout the county. We did have one reach about 5 acres in our north district around Lockwood. But for the most part, just single trees on the highlands, and our staff was able to get on them really quick. This was time it was really nice having those extra Nevada energy resources, which the county got for free over the course of the 4th of July. So that's all I have. And I'll take questions if you have any.
No questions for me.
No, thanks. Thanks for being on that. I know that lightning's a bear.
Indeed. Moving on to Public Works. Jason Wersbicki, you have anything? I don't even see him on there. So
this is JW.
Where?
Bottom right.
Jason, are you on?
He's out of the area, so he may be in a bad signal.
Okay, no problem. Mike Northan?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Great. Mike Northan, Operations Projects Coordinator. Do have a couple of items to update the board with. Number one, Lockwood Community Center. On Friday, we received the progress drawings for the Lockwood Community Center consisting of site improvements, plans for the remodel of the existing structure. We're going to be reviewing these and distributing them to various departments for comment, fire, planning, community development, community relations, et cetera. We will then be gathering up comments and provide direction to the design team and push forward to a biddable document set with all available speed. Number two, the Highlands Community Center. We have the proposed site plan complete. We are on the agenda for a planning commission meeting July 15th to apply for a special use permit related to an encroachment setback, which was pretty unavoidable due to the built-up nature of the fire station site and the required minimum size of the building to house fire trucks and equipment. Number three, the V&T Freight Depot, as the board heard just a few minutes ago, we have the fire alarm monitoring agreement in place, which is fantastic. I want to point out that the system, the sprinkler system and the alarm system was live for the July 4th weekend, which is important. And it looks like we've got a solid week of red flag fire conditions ahead of us. So it's good to have that in place. Thanks to everyone involved with that. Number four, the exterior stairs at Piper's Cottage. This project bid solicitation was published to our website on June 23rd. We directly notified several contractors and directed them to the project's page. So far, we have received no bids for this project. The required minimum advertisement window will close tomorrow, but we're going to keep it up for a bit longer and try to actively solicit bids for this project, hopefully local companies. Number five, Public Works is doing some culvert replacements. The roads crew replaced a culvert in Mark Twain last week, and we'll be replacing another one in Six Mile Canyon Road tomorrow, July 7. I've been compiling documentation and permitting for this work as it relates to the floodplain management requirements. I've been working with Ms. Canfield in the planning department as part of our ongoing and expanding compliance efforts. Last item is the IT office addition at the Divide building. Work is proceeding very well there. The Shaheen Beecham, the prime contractor, is currently ahead of schedule, although I do see potential for that changing as material availability and shipping continue to be an issue with all of our projects. In this case, the windows and exterior siding are due later this month. They'll be working on moving that up as much as possible, but we'll see. The contractor does have the hollow metal exterior doors installed, and they're going to be covering the window openings with heavy gauge plastic to dry the building in while they proceed with other work as they're able. And with that, I'll submit to the board for any questions.
Thank you, Mike. You have any questions?
Mike, my only question is with the work in Six Mile coming up, is does that require full closure at all, or are you going to be able to handle it with traffic controls?
I would have to direct you to Irving Powers, our crew chief, on that. I'm not sure what his plans are for traffic control there.
I have no questions. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, sirs.
Moving along to dispatch. Is Becky with us today?
I'm here. This is Becky Parsons with Story County Communications. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it looked like you're in the bank building.
I am. So we are halfway here. We did get the radios moved over and up and working, and we have a final move-in date of July 7th at 9 o'clock for the phones to be moved over. And then I'll have everybody in dispatch. The July 4th went pretty well. We only had to ask one person to get off the deck, and they weren't too happy with us, but they complied. Other than that, I have nothing else to report.
Thank you for that. Vice Chairman, you have any questions for
us? Good, thank you.
All right. Glad you made it through the weekend all right.
Thank you.
Emergency management, Joe Curtis.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Joe Curtis, emergency management. Nothing significant to report to you that I didn't already send out to you by email. But just for public purposes, we are now in the last 19 months, we are now at a total of 118 cases of COVID-19, which is commendable, I think, from a number of different ways. Other than that, I really have nothing else to report at this time.
Thank you, Joe.
No questions? Good.
All right. Moving on to community relations, Laura Mather. Is that what this is called now? It's evolving. Is it community relations still? Okay. Just making sure.
It's fluid.
I know. I just want to make sure.
For the record, Laura Mather, Community Relations Coordinator. I just have one item, and that is to remind everybody that our four SHPO interns will be out and about in the Comstock Historic District section of Story County beginning Monday. They actually arrive this week, but they start their field work on Monday, and they will be out and about in the community for 4 weeks. I encourage anybody, if they see them, to stop and talk to them and talk about the project that they're doing and their education. It's pretty interesting. End of my report.
Awesome. Thank you. Are we doing a separate report for Honey? No?
She doesn't have anything to report today.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. VCTC, we have anything from them today? No?
I'm here, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
You there?
Yep. You got anything for us today, Danny? Yeah,
Just a quick update. Again, 4th of July weekend, I want to say thank you to the Sheriff's Department and the Fire Department. They go through a lot of extra hassle on that weekend, things that we are promoting people to come up. And we know it was going to be busy with that. We always see things we can improve. In hindsight, we as we develop the area around the new Freight Depot, parking is a problem. And I think I would be, for one, looking forward to some striped parking and or improvements, maybe some posted signs like we're looking at doing for the courthouse in regards to tourism traffic versus, you know, courthouse traffic. We had a lot of overnight RVs, camping. Some folks kind of created their own little camps down there. Not that that's a bad thing, but it's just something we need to talk about when we have these large amount of people and crowds. And as far as taking up all that, you know, that valuable real estate once we do, you know, shoot off fireworks specifically. But again, I thought it was there's always little problems. I always have things we have to improve on, but it was a great 4th of July, much like we would normally have. So that's all I have.
Thank you, Denny.
Nothing.
All right. Moving right along to water and sewer, Mike Nevin.
Can you hear me now, Chairman Carmona?
Yep, loud and clear, Mike.
Very good. Thank you. I had a little issue there. Anyway, I'll provide a couple updates for the two projects that we have moving along. First off, I'll start with the Gold Hill Wastewater Treatment Plant. With the arrival of the building, showed up on the 25th of June. We're back on track there. The erection of the building is progressing nicely. That started on the 28th. We're anticipating 5 to 6 weeks to get that building weathered in, and then the electrical contractor will be in to finish up their work. NV Energy has assured us after a couple of little minor delays that they will begin to run the three-phase power up to the site beginning next Monday on the 12th. And they anticipate the project to last no more than a couple weeks, barring any unforeseen things that may get in the way. And we anticipate there should be none, but sometimes you never know with these projects. Anyway, back on target, still looking for total completion date of everything to be wrapped up by end of October on the Gold Hill Wastewater Treatment Plant. We hope to have the plant itself up and running sometime mid-September, so that'll be nice. And then we won't have to worry about the on-site septic system there anymore, hopefully. Hillside Tank Project progressing nicely. Tank 2, of course, is complete. The interior coating process is also completed, as well as the curing. Last week, they began the installation of the mixing system. They should finish that up this week, as well as installing the cathodic protection on that tank system. That basically to prevent, you know, rusting and so on and so forth as that tank ages. Tank 1, the final exterior paint coat was applied last week. I think it looks much better now up there. If you look up from the road, it blends in quite a bit better, a little lighter tan color on that. So tank 2, they should begin the exterior coating of that one as well this week. So things are looking good. Also, the interior of tank 2 will do a washdown next Monday, and then we'll begin the process of the fill and soak. It takes about 3 days, just depending on usage in town. We have to do a balancing act, shut one tank off, fill the other, and then back and forth type of thing. And I've discussed this with John Dufresne, one of the water plant operators. So it looks like next Tuesday we should start to begin to fill that tank. And then once it's full, there's a 6-day period soak process, they call it. And then we'll test. And after that, and then hopefully be able to put that tank into service shortly after that. One thing to make mention of to you, well, actually a couple of things. The work on the highway, the final grind and pave where we were replacing and installing the new valve assemblies will happen. I think it's on the 20th, which is a Tuesday, a couple of weeks from today. And that should only take probably a day, and we'll have the detour routes available as we've done in the past when we're working on the road there. So that should be really no issue. Secondly, there's a little bit of delay in the fencing materials. Tholfence is the subcontractor for the fencing. Of course, this is due to COVID, you know, the decreased availability in materials. You know the drill. I don't have to go through it all again. But anyway, it pushes the completion date up a bit by about a month. So we're looking for final completion of that entire project with fencing, hopefully installed by the end of August. So we did reach out to our funding partner, USDA. They totally understand. So we will submit just a change order for the added days on that project. So now we're looking, like I say, to have a final done by the end of August. And I'm open to questions should you have any.
Thank you for that, Mike.
Vice Chairman, you have any questions?
Thank you.
All right. Moving right along to the comptroller's office. Anything today?
Good afternoon. Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller for the record. I just want to let everybody know that I spoke with our auditor. We're starting the audit for last year. Our new year started July 1st, so we're in a new budget season. We are, of course, planning our audit to be done on time and have it to you one of the meetings in December for your approval and then submit it to taxation. And I'll keep you apprised of how we're going throughout the year.
Great. Thank you. You made the bell. It's in a buzz anytime. All right. The assessor's office. Jana, do you have anything?
No, I have nothing at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Planning department?
Good morning again, Kathy Canfield for the record. I was just going to let you know that Story County had been asked to send a representative to the state's hazard mitigation working group. So that they have about 15 people on this, and they'll be looking at the state is updating their hazard mitigation plan, plus looking at grants and different applications for grants. And so I'm representing that group. We have a topic of land use. That's what they were looking for that. So that should be an interesting group as that moves forward. They meet quarterly. So, and then the second thing is for the legislation for the Carson Water Subconservancy District. So we have two openings to have Story County residents work on that group. So we'll be sending out some advertisements to see if we have any residents that might be interested in sitting in that. I do have one person that's already expressed some interest. So we'll be sending out something and we'll be back with you on who that is.
Great.
So thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Recorder's office.
Good morning. Nothing to report today.
All right. The IT department, James.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Just real quick, we have a new microwave link installed on the Divide facility, which makes the water treatment plant, the Divide facility, and the incoming IT facility redundant. So if we lose a link, it'll fail over and keep everything running. That's all I got today. Thank you.
Thank you, James. That's good news. Human resources. Anything from Toby? All right. Community development. I didn't see Martin out there. All right. Senior Center, Stacy.
Hello. No new updates today.
All right. Thank you. Anything from the DA's office?
It's Keith Loomis. Nothing to report today.
Okie dokes. How about the county manager's office?
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. The courthouse parking lot on August, there'll be a major trial in this building. So we're going to be pretty tight with parking in the courthouse. Public Works is putting together signage permanent that will be more visible and understandable throughout the parking lot, talking about the rules of parking. So that will be going on. And then during that trial, we'll probably go as far as putting barrels out in the parking lot, informing people that we will tow away pursuant to the sheriff if that would, we'd reach out to the sheriff. Speaking of the parking lot, you know, when we designed that parking lot, there was a question on whether we should spend, I believe it was approximately $30,000 or $70,000 on an engineered fence along A Street instead of just a regular fence in order to catch cars that may go rogue and go over a cliff. We decided to go with the extra fence. And as we know, over the last weekend, it was tested and it may have saved a life despite some injuries, I understand, that happened because of that accident. It would have been much worse. So I'm glad we made that decision on that. There was always a question. Just want to thank folks that were here with the 4th of July, Denny's group, fire, sheriff, everybody. It was a very great weekend, lots of fun. At least from my observations, was lots of people, but it was certainly, you know, a nice, solid, clean, and fun event. And thank you all for the things that you did putting that together. And then I want to thank all the staff for the understanding, as I thought we were going to have two commissioners remote. So we moved staff reports to the end of the meeting just in case there was some cell signal problems. I'm glad you both were able to attend. That's all I have. Thank you.
All right. And on that trial, are they, do you know if they're doing local jury?
What else?
Yeah, for the Scranton Strangler? Is it the police? No, okay. Just wasn't sure. Okay. And last but not least, Vanessa, do you have anything for us?
I do not.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for all the department heads and staff that were here for that. I know you guys are usually out early. Let's get back to the agenda. And I believe we don't have anything left, except for public comment. Item number 30, this is your last chance. Is there any public comment regarding anything not on the agenda? Not seeing any public comment. I'm going to call this meeting adjourned at 12:05. We'll see you all in 2 weeks.